Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back to Leave It on the Dance Floor. I have a surprise for all of you ALDC elites out there. Star Andrews. This young lady is an ice skater. And yes, of course she dances. We're going to talk all about that arabesque and many, many other things. Now, I know that some of our listeners are skaters, gymnasts, cheerleaders, all that jazz. So we're going to take you into the world of skating. Here we go. Put your skates on. Yes. Now, Star, say hello to everybody.
Hi, everybody. My name is Star Andrews, and I am an ice skater on Team USA, and I'm super excited to be here.
So explain exactly what Team USA means to everybody.
So Team USA means that they send you out on international assignments, US figure skating.
That sounded a little bit like the CIA for a moment. International assignments.
Yes, okay. International assignments. And there's a pool that they select from. It's very specific things that you have to do to get in that pool.
Okay.
And you have to get a certain amount of points. You have to do well in competitions consistently. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they put you in the international selection pool. And then from there, once you get sent out on an international assignment, like they sent me to Espoo, Finland last year, and Canada.
Espoo.
Finland, yes.
Oh, Finland.
Yes,
okay.
Espoo, Finland, and also Croatia. And usually on your first international, you get your jacket. But because I've been competing for Team USA for a little while now, I have a couple of jackets that I have over the years. Yes.
Like the ALDC jacket.
Yes. Yeah, so every year we get an upgrade and I'm super excited for them. And this year I love the jacket because on the zipper it says USA on it. And I think it's just so cute. That's basically what that all means.
The guys and the girls have the same jacket?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
The coaches do have different jackets, though. They're a little bit more warm, I would say, just because they're just standing around and we have to move an hour, so ours is a bit thinner.
Okay, so Team USA. Mm-hmm. Now, does that play into the Olympics at all or no?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So throughout the quad that we have, the 4 years leading up to the Olympics, they look at our track record, so how we've done for the past couple of years and the year of the Olympics. And they usually choose the members at nationals, which is what I just finished.
Okay.
And this year it was in Ohio.
Right near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes. So they usually have it somewhere different every year. And this year was in Ohio. And from there they choose who they want from the team. And it's, how do I say? It's usually, you know, who's going, but it's never really
Final until they announce it.
Yes, because they changed the rules. I think that even if you win and you're not a guaranteed spot, just because if you win and you didn't have that great of a season, then, you know, they could consider somebody else who's been more consistent throughout the season and just didn't do as well as that person.
In that particular competition.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I didn't know that. So thank you for clearing that up. So I think that's good, though. Mm-hmm. That they're looking at somebody could have an amazing performance that day, but lost the three last competitions.
Yes.
And they need somebody that's going to be able to attend the Olympics and is going to handle the pressure.
Yes.
which is so much more important than just the performance, yes. I believe.
And especially in that big of a venue, and it only happens every 4 years, there's a lot of pressure.
Right.
And I think that in any type of sport, it's very important to know how to control your nerves, just because it is something that can make or break that performance.
Now,
just because
I teach my dancers that you do not watch the mm-hmm. performer before you.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I agree with that, just because it can psych you out. But some people like to watch their competitors, just, I don't know, just because for them, it doesn't bother them. Me, I don't personally mind seeing like my competitor before. I won't just sit there and watch, like they have TVs everywhere.
Okay.
So like if you go from room or like from the locker room to the warm up area, there would be like a big TV just there. And, you know, you're like running around and you like look a glance up, you know.
Well, I think it can hurt you different ways, mm-hmm. where if somebody falls, it can throw you off. If on a stage, mm-hmm. if somebody slips, then when you go out there, you're like, you don't want to hit that part of the stage. Yeah. Or if they come off and they say, oh, it was so sticky, I couldn't turn. Boom. Immediately you think, oh, my God, I can't hit my turns. Mm-hmm. I just think it's bad news all around. You know,
yeah.
And I'm sure at those big events, there's not that many people there for you. But if you were from Ohio, you could have 100 people there screaming for you, mm-hmm. but you're not that great. And then somebody that's really good has two people there to see them, mm-hmm. and they can't make all that noise afterward. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I just think it's better get in your zone and don't watch. Now, what do you do to warm up?
So usually, for me, when I warm up, I like to get to the rink 45 minutes before, 45, 50 minutes, just so that I can, you know, not rush. I can put my stuff in the locker room, take my skates with me, because we never leave our skates in the locker room. It's just a thing. Never skates, never costumes, nothing like that in the locker room. They come with us. And then I just like to, you know, ease my way into my warm up. I don't like to feel rushed. Because then, I don't know, it's just not a good thing to be rushed. You want to be prepared, especially
yes,
in like a stressful situation like that. And I just like to jump rope, stretch. I do all my little exercise warm-ups that I do at home. I like to make sure I'm like really well oiled up in my joints and
things like that.
Yes, nice and warm, and have my heart rate up a little bit. And then after that, I have like 20 minutes so to put my costume on, because I don't like warming up in my costume.
Right.
And putting my skates on, you know, all my finishing touches. And then I'm, you know, out there on the 6-minute warm up.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned your heart rate.
Yes.
And you have, I'm going to let you tell everybody.
Yes.
You have a condition.
Yes. It's called supraventricular tachycardia. And I didn't know what it was for about 12 years, because the doctor that I went to, he kept telling me that I was fine. Every time they did an EKG, it was normal. Like,
why, just as part of Team USA, do you have to have an EKG and they are always checking you out? Or was this something that your mom took you to on your own?
This was something my mom took me to on my own. I think it started either right as I got on Team USA or right before. But yeah, it had been happening for a while, so it was something that my mom took me to go get. She also has a heart issue.
Okay.
She has a heart disease. I forgot what it's called, because it's like a tongue twister.
Okay.
But it's where the little veins in her heart constrict instead of dilate.
All right.
And she's had 13 heart attacks and a stroke because of that. So she's a really, really strong woman, and she also ice skates, and she's actually competing in 2 weeks. So I'm super excited to see how that's going.
Your mom is skating.
Yes.
And she's competing.
Yes.
In what type of competition is that?
In an adult competition. So they have adult figure skating competitions. They have adult sectionals and nationals. And she's been trying to work towards this for a long time, but because of her heart condition, it's definitely pushed her plans back by a lot.
Oh.
And she hasn't competed in over 10 years. So I'm super excited for her. I cut the music for her just because she's like, can you cut this music for me? Because this is what I want to skate to. And I was like, okay, mom. She's like, I like the beginning, the middle, and the end. And I'm like,
get rid of all the rest of it.
It has to be 1 minute 40, and that minute's 4 minutes. The song's 4 minutes long. So I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do it, but I figured it out. She's competing. She's wearing one of my old dresses, actually.
Oh,
And, you know, I'm super excited for her to go out there and compete. She's been working really hard, going to the rink every day, coming into my room, showing me the videos and things like that.
Yeah. So I have to tell all of our listeners and viewers, ice skating was one of the many things that I did as a child. I did everything. Brownies, Girl Scouts, roller skating, ice skating. And our ice skating rink was in our mall.
Oh,
it was fabulous.
I've seen those before.
Monrovo Mall, since you took the ice skating rink out, it's just been downhill from that moment. And there was a restaurant that ran parallel to the rink, and you could sit and have dinner and watch the ice skating.
Oh, cool.
It was
cool.
Fabulous. And then in the middle, where you went in and got your skates and, mm-hmm. you know, did all your things, there were benches and lockers. There was the hot dog stand, the refreshment stand, mm-hmm. the hot dog and the hot pretzels, and they had the best hot pretzels ever. And it was in a circle. So half of it faced inside the rink when you were, not the rink, but inside the skating area. So when you were getting your snack or your hot dog or whatever, you were on that side. But if you were in the mall, walking through the mall, you had it on this side. Okay. It was great. It was all great. It was just all great. And then they ripped it all out and put a food court in, and it's dying. The mall's dead. But I took ice skating lessons, and you started in colors.
Yes.
They had like the pink circle mm-hmm. and the green circle and the yellow circle. Is that typical?
Yes. Now, actually, I'm not sure if they had names for it back then, but they have names for it now. And I actually do it. It's called Learn to Skate. And they have Snowplow 1 and 2, which is like the babies, like 3, 4. They're so cute.
All right.
And then you have Snowplow 3 and 4, which is still babies, but they can skate a little bit better. Then you have Basic 1 all the way through 6.
Okay.
And each level, you learn something different.
Yeah, you go once a week, and it's just skating. And then if you see potential in a child, then
they
that's
get the
thing.
Lessons.
Yes,
and then they
the
go
private lessons coach, yes. and the ice time and all that. Yeah. But I did my little ice skating. Yes.
It's fun. I find it so. And roller skating too. I really enjoy roller skating. I mean, just because I ice skate, but yes. I just find it so fun. Like going in the circle.
I like the roller skating better
because
once you did the circle thing and you learned a little bit, then you could go on Friday night or on Saturday night
and then
have
the
disco lights.
And
it was
so
more fun.
Yeah.
Not, I think it was also less expensive to roller skate than to ice skate for the, you know, the ice time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So did you go to regular school?
Yes, up until 6th grade. And then I was homeschooled after that just because the traveling and the trying to go to regular school and the projects and just, it was just a lot for me, especially at 11, 12 years old. So I begged my mom. I was like, please homeschool me, please. And she did. I would leave school at 12 o'clock anyway, just because like I would go and train.
Right.
And then after that, after I finished half of 6th grade, I was homeschooled. And then I did the rest of 6th grade homeschooled. And then that year was my first year ever making it to nationals, which is the competition that you want to be at. All of our end goals are to make it to nationals. And then, so we have to compete at regionals, sectionals. And then once you make it past sectionals, they take the top 4, but they change the rules now. And I find it so complicated. So I just don't even try to go into that side, but I just go by sectionals and the nationals. And then they have just a whole bunch of regions, and then they bring them all together at nationals of the best competitors that were there, and then we all compete there to see who will be juvenile. Well, now they don't have juvenile anymore, but that's when I went: juvenile, intermediate, novice, junior, and then senior. And senior is the top.
Okay. And so you went, and then, so that was the end of school as far as traditional school.
Yes.
And did you ever go to the dances at school or any of the fun stuff? Because you're allowed to still go, even though you're homeschooled.
Yes.
You can attend things.
My mom actually set me up with some, this boy, and I didn't know him at all. And we went to his prom. I didn't go to my prom. And we went to his prom. And I got my braces off a month before. So
perfect.
I was like super excited. And it was really fun. I mean, I had went to a school dance before. So that was my first time. My older sister also went.
Okay.
And she got set up with a different boy. And yeah, it was really fun. This is the only dance I ever went to, though.
Just one prom, but you
did it. I was kind of an introvert a little bit. So, I mean, social settings for me was kind of a nerve-wracking thing. So I honestly didn't mind it that much. And yeah, I mean, I didn't really have that many friends in school either, like one best friend. And yeah, I was a little bit of a loner. Still am a little bit of a loner, but I definitely have friends and I'm more, you know, open. And
well, I think now too with social media, you know, I have and Zoom, I teach on Zoom all over the world. There's kids that have become friends that are in other countries.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, it's crazy. And I never thought about the friendship aspect of teaching on Zoom until I was in the UK and I asked three little girls to assist me in acrobatic class. And they came running in and hugging each other and screaming. That's the first time they had ever met each other, but they've been taking from me on Zoom for 2 years.
That's crazy.
It was crazy. And I looked at that and I saw the hugs and the smiles and the laughter. And I thought, wow, these kids made friends on Zoom too. You never think about that part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been important. So I think with social media, there's a lot more friends out there to make.
Yes, yes.
Truly.
And also, as I've gotten older and I've traveled with other skaters, I have friends all over the country.
Yes, that's
like great. I have a friend, she lives in Colorado. Her name's Audrey Shin. I love her so much every time I see her. It's like we see each other every day. Uh-huh. And I just love catching up with her. And, you know, and also I have other friends as well who live in different
now,
states.
Now, are these competitors?
Yes.
Are they your competition?
Yes and no. Audrey, we compete against each other. So we just competed against each other at nationals. But honestly, truly in my heart, I'm happy for her for whatever she does or whatever her place ends up. Like, I just love her so much. She's such a kind and genuine and sweet human.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. And I mean, I also have my boyfriend. He is a pair skater.
Oh, okay.
And we met for the first time ever in Croatia. But he skated for Team USA.
Okay.
But he was new on Team USA.
All right.
So it was his first time being sent out, but I had been sent out
before.
Where
is he from?
He is Ukrainian, but he lives in Minnesota.
Oh, he lives in Minnesota. Okay. Yes. You know, I never understand that when I watch the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of the gymnasts, too, they train other places, but they're from another country. So they're representing their country, but they're not training there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or in the skating world, they're here in the U.S. training, but they're going to represent their country or vice versa, right? Okay, so he's on Team USA, and you met him.
And he's so sweet. I'm actually going to go see him in a couple of days. I'm going to Minnesota.
Okay.
And yeah, he's super sweet,
there.
So supportive. It is cold.
It's very cold there.
But I'm prepared.
I have a lot of dance teacher friends.
In Minnesota.
A really good friend, Michelle Larkin.
Okay,
yeah, in Minnesota. Larkin Dance Studio. It's amazing. It's legendary.
That's awesome.
They have like 10 studios. It's incredible. Yeah, they're incredible.
Oh,
they're incredible. She has a lot of kids on Broadway and all over. It's incredible.
That's so cool. I love Minnesota. Broadway. Yeah. I mean, I feel like because there's so many people in that community, I feel like, and I love going to Minnesota. It's so beautiful there, and just there's so much space, and
now,
I love
it. Now, do you
partner
skate with him?
No, I have only done crossovers with him, but I don't know. I feel more, I don't really like being thrown. And as a pair girl, I mean, you're being thrown.
And what about his partner? Is she from Minnesota? Is she there?
So he actually used to have a partner that skated in who was also from Ukraine.
Okay.
And they skated together, but it ended up not working. So now he's looking for a partner. And
that's
really
not going to be you.
No, I don't think so.
No,
I think my goal is the next 2 years, I'm going to be training really hard for trying to make this team, this Olympic team. And I feel like maybe after I'll try pair skating. But for now, I feel like I just might stick to singles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. The
now,
boys can wait.
Star, I just have to take a minute and talk about some of your achievements. So in 2022, you were the Skate Canada International Silver Medalist. In 2019, you were the International Challenge Cup Silver Medalist. You were the EGNA Trophy Silver Medalist, and you finished fourth in the U.S. Nationals. And the first Black figure skater since Debbie Thomas in the 80s to get on the national podium for the U.S. Figure Skating Championships.
Wow.
How does it feel? How does that feel? Because that is just so unbelievably epic and honestly such a pillar. So how did that feel to hear that?
It honestly is still so surreal to hear that, just because, I mean, you hear people make history all the time, and to be one of those people, it's kind of like, man, it doesn't feel real, almost like a dream. And when people say it out loud, it kind of like, I'm like, wow, that sounds really cool to hear. Because, like, I mean, I've worked so hard just to get where I am and to make it.
Yes.
Like, and still going. It's just amazing because, I mean, this sport's very hard. And I think that it is, it's so unique in the way that you can really make it your own. Like, you pick your music that you want to skate to. You can pick your coaches. You can do all that. I mean,
do you pick your own music?
I do.
You choose it.
I do. And sometimes I cut it as well. And you mean you can design your costume.
Well, that's what, do you design your own costumes?
I do. So me and my whole team, we come together, and my dressmaker, Lisa McKinnon, I've been working with her for so long.
So you start with the music. I start with the music.
Yes, I start with the music.
And then you have to design the costume to work with the music.
Yes. And usually I already have ideas of what type of music I want to skate to. And then I have a whole bunch of screenshots of just like random dresses.
Okay.
And I mean, sometimes some dresses will show up and I'm like, wow, this is so beautiful. I would love to see this turn into like
a costume.
Yeah. Yes. A figure skating dress or even a unitard, because I love wearing unitards. I find those so fun. I've had a couple in the past. The year before last, I wore a all red onesie. Absolutely one of my favorite costumes ever, because it's just so flattering. And
do you wear white skates, tan skates?
White skates.
White skates. Is white that skates. Protocol?
No.
Do you have to wear white skates?
No, you can wear whatever colored skates you want. They could be pink. I don't think they would really care. But, I mean, they do look at your overall packaging. So yes. That could, like, hinder your score.
Right.
Or, you know, just make them not give you as many GOEs, just because, I mean, it just doesn't look great if
right.
you're wearing, like, I don't know, a black dress.
Well, the thing is, the tan skate and the tan leg is a longer line.
Yeah.
But I feel like the white skates are classic.
Yeah. And now they have little rhinestones on them. Some of them do, so.
Well, the more attention you draw to those feet, the more people look at them.
That's true. That's true. I mean, if they're covered in rhinestones, some people, they have like these little, I don't know, designs on the side. Some
like an applique of rhinestones.
Fill them with rhinestones.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like hand. By
well,
hand.
When the girls come into my class, legs and feet class, which you should take someday, in legs and feet class with the white toenail polish, like the white pedicure. And I'm like, you want me to look at your feet, right? You have gorgeous feet. Your feet are perfect. And they're like, no. And I go, but so you're drawing all this attention to your feet.
So would like a pink or a nude be better?
Yeah, like just a nude, clean.
Not like this pink?
Well, no. That's going to scream, look at, and I mean, unless it's July and you're in Vegas or something.
Oh, yes,
you know,
yes. Because
there's, but as far as competition, ooh, you better have just this. Yeah.
Well, good thing our feet are covered.
Our feet are covered today.
Our toes are covered.
Yes.
So.
The most difficult thing for me is finding the time to go through all the requests in my emails for Instagram follows, shout outs, fan festivities, special requests from attending dance recitals to graduation parties, even wedding invitations. And it's even more difficult for me to see that I'm missing some special milestones in your lives. It wasn't until I was introduced to fan bases that I realized I can reach even more kids across the globe than I ever could have dreamed of. All in one place, I'm finally offering the ALDC Elites the opportunity to interact with me directly on a more personal level. From a single handwritten letter of encouragement to a detailed critique of your solo routine video for your next competition, I'm here for all of you. Head on over to www.fanbases.com/TheRealAbbyLee to see all the options and opportunities available to you. Again, that's www.fanbases.com/TheRealAbbyLee. But on the ice, I think, you know, you can't point your foot and skate.
I mean, you can point your ankle, but that's about it.
But
yeah,
you're not going to get an arch no matter what you do. Now, arabesque. Mm-hmm. Tourjeté.
I should know these.
You should know these.
Arabesque, that is, it's when your foot is behind you.
Is in the back, kicking up to the
and
back.
And does it matters how high it goes until it's no longer an arabesque? Or?
Well, no, an arabesque, it can be a tear on the floor. It can be level. It can be high. And it can be a ponche, where you tip it over to.
That would be like a spiral.
Yes. Yes.
In my
terminology. Now, do you do what we call a fullback split? Which is where you're grabbing your leg in the back.
And it's straight.
It should be straight.
Well, no.
The skaters bend it and they hold onto their skate.
Oh, the scorp, is it? It's a scorpion. Yes.
Cheerleaders use the scorpion term. Yes, the skaters
actually
use that too.
My friend, somebody that I used to know, she used to do
acrobatics.
A needle spin. And she actually started having back problems. And when I was younger, I actually tried to get a needle spin as well, but my back also started spasming, so it could be the force from trying to spin and pull your leg in that could be hurting your back, but I'm not quite sure.
I just think maybe they're not doing it correctly and they're not that flexible naturally. You have to be kind of a close bender naturally to do that, to get those tricks, and it takes years to grab your leg and hold it behind you. Now you're going to spin and you're on a really hard surface.
Yeah.
So that's not in your routine.
No. It's bent, unfortunately.
What is it's what? Band?
No, bent. Your leg is bent? Yeah, it's not straight.
We're going to get that leg straight, Star. Okay. Yes, we are. No, because you hold the skates. You're like, the lower you hold to your knee, the closer you can hold to your knee, the easier it is to straighten your leg.
Yeah.
It is. That's just the way it goes. Now, who choreographs your routines?
My coach, Derek Delmore. Choreographed my long this year, but Adam Rippon choreographed my short.
Who's he?
He is. I was gonna say he's like my role model. I love him so much. Every time I see him, I'm still like fangirling.
Yes,
and I've worked with him. I love him so much, and he's hilarious.
So he choreographs for you?
Just my short this year.
Your short?
Yes.
Okay. And what is that too? Can you share that with us?
Yes, it's Alien Superstar by Beyonce.
Oh.
And it is so fun. Absolutely one of my favorite programs ever. And the dress is hot pink and it's like a short skirt and it's just so fun. I saw the concert. I saw her her perform. Okay. Oh my gosh, my heart.
She's brilliant.
Like, my heart dropped when I saw her. I was like, oh my God, she's beautiful. Like, I've seen beautiful people, but that woman is like a goddess. I was like, 3 hours of singing and not breaking a sweat is insane to me.
Well, she's been training all of her life, just like you.
I mean, who?
Yes. Beyonce is one of the people you love, of course. One great entertainer, great performer. But you also sing.
I do.
So how did that come about?
I've always sang since I was little. I have home videos of me singing at Christmas, just random Christmas
songs.
Doing
little shows.
I went to my great-grandma's preschool, and she would have plays all the time. And we would sing and it was a lot of fun. I mean, I've always done entertainment since I was super young.
But you never went to dancing school?
I took dancing classes, but never dance school.
No, I meant like you went to class like once a week or whatever.
Yeah, I used to do like ballet and I did jazz and an African dance class.
Okay.
Because I was skated to African music.
Okay.
Yeah. It was difficult to try and translate that on the ice.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
Because all that.
Yeah. Yes. It was definitely not easy trying to translate that on the ice and make it look like I'm not dying for like 4 minutes.
Go back to the vocal. Did you have a vocal coach? Did you have voice lessons? Did you sing at church? What was the deal?
So I went to choir when I went to... from like second grade to sixth grade, I did choir. And then after that, I mean, I didn't really have any voice lessons. I just loved to sing. And
so
I would
just
all the time.
Went into a recording studio?
Yeah.
And sang your own song?
Program and sang Whitney Houston, half of One Moment in Time. So I was like, I'm going to let her do the second half because, I mean, That's Whitney Houston. Like, yes. We have to have her in there at least. Come on. And then I sang At Last 2 years ago for my short program. That is a difficult song to sing, I will say.
Yes. Usually a guy singing that.
Etta James sang that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wrong. Okay, I'm thinking of something else. Okay. Yeah. So, and then, Etta James singing At Last, and you sang it.
Yeah, so I just did a cover of it, and then I skated to that. And it's so fun. I love skating to, like, and I also love singing and being in the studio. So it was like all three things that I love all together.
At once. Yes.
And it was just, it's amazing. Like, I definitely want to do that again.
Does anyone else do that? Do you know of any other girls that are recording?
No, I don't. I haven't at least heard.
Yes. Well, you've one up them already, right?
I guess so.
Yes. Now, moving forward, right? You're 22.
Yes.
Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Honestly, I couldn't really tell you just because
you have to all keep I've your really eye
focused
on
is skating.
Yes.
And I feel like that I want to get there first. I would love to go into acting or singing or any different type of entertainment. But for now, definitely still in like skating. I just can't see myself doing, I mean, not for the next 10 years, but.
No, but you're so focused, and that's wonderful to hear because that was the best answer you could have given is, who cares about 10 years from now? I have to worry about the next 2 years.
Yeah, I was like, I couldn't really tell you. When I was younger, I would have said vet, but I'm very allergic to animals. Oh. I break out in hives I'm around a dog. But I have a sphinx. I have a naked cat. So
sphinx.
Yes.
Okay.
And so he helps. I mean, I don't sneeze or anything around him because he has no fur.
Okay.
So that's great. But I mean,
it's once the animal I found out, dander and the animal.
I break out in hives. I couldn't breathe. My eyes. Yeah. So once I found that out,
did you get allergy shots?
It was a trash. No.
No.
I just sometimes take Benadryl, Claritin.
Yeah.
I don't really like shots.
You don't like shots. I don't like shots. She said, no one likes shots. Nobody likes shots. You mentioned Adam Rippon.
Yes.
Yes. And he is going to be on the podcast next week.
Yes, it's exciting. You're going to love him. You're going to love him.
Well, I do love him.
Well, I mean, even more.
I watch him. I can't take my eyes off of him when he's emceeing a show or hosting, when he was, you know, doing all the behind the scenes stuff and on camera.
He's like, funny.
He was insane. And he made watching the Olympics worthwhile.
Yeah.
Yes. It was like you were watching because you were watching him.
Yes.
I hate to take away from the athletes, but he made the show.
His outfits, his aura, just everything about him. That's always like, he has to choreograph at least one of my programs.
Right.
At least one.
So what is the piece that he choreographed?
Alien Superstar.
Alien Superstar. And how long is a short program?
2 minutes and 50 seconds max, and minimum 240.
Oh, so you can't go way under like 2 minutes.
No, not at all.
Ooh.
So it's all this, all the skaters skate the same 250, and then long program is 4 minutes.
So in a dance competition, it's 2 minutes and 50 seconds as well. But there's no long program, oh God. But my routines are always 215 to 220.
So it doesn't matter.
Less is more. No. Are you kidding? And when I'm judging a competition,
the kid does
20 seconds and you're like, okay, next. Because you can tell in the first 20 seconds if they can dance or not. You know? Yeah.
Same with skating.
And choreographically, if it's something that's so cool and so out there and so different, it draws you in. You just keep watching. You can't take your eyes off the kid.
You can hear like a pin drop in the audience. Yeah.
Yes. That's what you're going for.
Yes.
That's
every
silence.
Every single time.
Have you ever watched the television show Dance Moms?
Yes. I have.
So what if I was your coach?
I mean, every coach is different. I would love a change of scenery. I mean, it's good for any athlete to get a change of scenery, change of coaching style.
Yes.
I always believe in that. Actually, my mom, she also believes in that.
Yes.
Like sometimes a different environment brings out something different and it can help a lot.
Have you had a lot of coaches along the way or just one?
I have not. I've had two. My first coach ever, Peter Betts, we started at Culver City.
right here.
Yep.
We're in Culver City right now.
We are.
It's down the street.
Brings back all the memories. I'm like, yes. Oh my gosh, I used to go this way like 4 o'clock in the morning on the way to the rink. And it's also weird driving over here just because, I mean, I just remember when I was younger in the passenger seat.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just, it's crazy, like deja vu, mm-hmm. like seeing everything. And so I started with him, Peter Betts. Unfortunately, he passed away now. He was like my grandpa.
Oh.
Yeah, he would like, he was like, if you go do this, I'll give you a quarter. And they had these little machines and I would use the quarters to get like little gadgets and stuff.
I used to have competitions at the end of acrobatic class and we would hold a handstand or hold a chin stand or whatever. Yeah. And even my senior company kids who were 17 and 18 years old would turn blue in a chin stand to get a quarter. To win the quarter, like that's what yep. you won, or 50 cents. And then you could get a soda at the soda machine or crackers or whatever, or candy bar.
I guess we're all yes. the same then. We're all like, we'll all do it for it.
They're all goal driven. Yes. Anything to win, to beat everyone in the class. I was like, yes. Not too long ago, I was in the hospital fighting for my life, fighting a very rare form of cancer, Burkitt lymphoma, choking my spinal cord, knocking at death's door, and having to go through 10 very invasive rounds of chemotherapy. I never thought I'd be able to stand on my own 2 feet again, let alone teach dance. It wasn't until Dancers Against Cancer visited me during my recovery to help in my time of need that I realized their incredible mission. They have created an alliance in the dance community that provides financial support and inspiration to dance educators, choreographers, studio owners, dancers, and their families who have been impacted by cancer. The I'm a Dancer Against Cancer campaign was founded in 2012 in response to the loss of a young dancer from cancer. Since then, it has become a beacon of hope in the dance community, uniting dancers all over the nation. Join the fight against cancer and help make a difference with the dance community. For more information on how to get involved and make a one-time or even monthly donation, please visit imadanceragainstcancer.org/donate. Again, please get involved and make a difference within the dance community. Visit imadanceragainstcancer.org/donate.
Yeah, yes. So he would do that. And I just have such amazing memories with him. And then my coach now, Derek Delmore, I've been with him for 10 years now.
Actually. Oh, 10 years. Okay.
Since I was 12 years old, since the first time I went to Nationals.
All right.
I've known him for so long.
I love your loyalty. Yeah. I think there's a lot to be said for that. And you were with your first coach and then he passed away and you have another coach and that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my mom definitely believes in that too. Yeah. And that's the reason that she actually chose Derek because he wasn't, I mean, they call them coach hoppers or coach jumpers.
Yes. Studio hoppers. Same thing.
Yeah. And he only had one or two coaches and she really liked that. And that's how we chose Derek.
Right.
And so I call him my dad. Okay. Actually, I'm like, that's my dad. And people always laugh about it because he's half black.
Okay.
And me and him are kind of the only color in the rink. So I always call him my dad. And I'm like, yeah, that's my dad.
Well, I'm sure he is so very proud of you. So, so proud of you. And I know my attorney, Nadine Lewis,
yes,
is a huge supporter for you. And she just can't say enough wonderful things about the young lady that you've turned into.
Oh, I've known her for so, so long.
Yes.
She's also like my second mom. I've known her since the Culver days.
Yes.
And I used to skate with her daughter. Right. And there was a whole group there as well. And I remember having so much fun there. And then my dad would come and get the hamburger at the little food spot. Yes. Yeah, it was really fun. I'm really sad they tore that ring down.
That's a shame.
It's horrible. I mean, and I feel like so many people
started there. Where do kids around this part of Los Angeles, where do they go to skate?
There's a rink in Toyota. It's called the Toyota Sports Center. It's in El Segundo.
Oh, in El Segundo.
There's a couple actually. There's Torrance as well.
Okay.
And then you have Lakewood where I skate.
Lakewood?
Mm-hmm, Lakewood.
Where is that?
It's near Still Beach.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then
That's a lot of skating rinks. Yeah, there's a couple. Southern
and then you have Paramount,
Southern California.
Uh huh. There's a couple, and they just redid Paramount, and you have Burbank. There's a lot, actually.
Okay.
So there's, they're not all super close. They're like 30, 40 minutes away, but
right.
At least there's options.
Do you live with your mom or do you on your own?
I live with my mom. Yeah.
Okay.
And my brother, which is actually his birthday today. He turned 17. So weird. I will have to say it's so weird seeing him get older and just seeing him grow up. I remember he used to be shorter than me and now he's almost 6 foot. And I'm just like, This is crazy. Like he got the tall gene of the family.
He did? He
got the tall gene? Yeah, because every other, like we're all short. Like you're my mom's short. Like 5'1".
Okay.
I'm 4'11".
Wow.
My sister's like 5'4".
Does she skate?
She did gymnastics.
Gymnastics.
So I have two older sisters. She did the one that's turning 25 this year, her name's Skylar.
Skylar.
She is going to be a vet, funny enough.
Oh, there she got the
job. The vet, yes.
So she can support everyone later on.
Yes. And she's always like, if you need me to check out Mochi, because my dog, or Loki, she's like, I'm learning all this stuff. I have a cat and a dog and a labradoodle. I know.
And you're allergic to animals.
She's hyperallergenic.
Okay.
I just don't comb her out.
Yeah.
Like I leave that to my brother and my mom and it's okay. I have lots of earrings out there.
Hyperallergenic for life. I just got a Biche Poo. She's the sweetest little puppy ever. Aww. And anybody can pet her and love her because...
Yeah, the hyperallergenic? Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And then I have a fish and a frog and a lizard.
Oh, so you have a lot of animals
I'm an animal person for sure. I always grew up loving animals. That's why I wanted to be a vet.
Uh-huh.
So
I think a lot of kids want to be a vet.
Yeah.
And then when you find out what you have to do. It's as hard as being a doctor. I mean, come on.
I mean, and they can't talk to you. They can't tell you what's hurting. You have to figure it out, which is really sad.
I know. I had my Broadway baby for 17 years.
So that sad. Is, she lived a good life, though, I will say. 17 years.
She did, but she wasn't around for, like, I had the pink stroller and everything, and people thought I was nuts. But here in Los Angeles.
Oh, I would totally get a stroller for my cat.
I know, but here in Los Angeles, everybody does.
Yeah.
And there's more animals in Nordstrom shoe department than people.
Yeah. And you have the little backpacks.
I mean, they're everywhere and they can go everywhere in every restaurant. She was kind of before her time.
Mm.
That's what's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because now she would go everywhere.
She's watching over you.
She is. So now your other sister was a gymnast.
Yes. She was
in gymnastics.
And now she's going to be a vet. And then my oldest sister, she's starting her own lingerie line.
Oh, yeah. Is it super sexy? Fun.
It is. It is. It's called Wild Night. And she has like this, the silk pajamas, short and top set. I love it. I wear it all the time. I'm super excited for her. She's coming out with more stuff too. So.
And she's a designer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about the brother? What does he do?
He does robotics. So he's a smart cookie. Okay. We wanted him to do baseball, but he was like, nah, just go. I like robots. And so he was very into video games as well. So he's video games, likes to do robots and things. I mean, he's at school till 9 o'clock in robotics class. So he's like fully committed to this. I mean, he goes to competitions and I didn't know they had competitions for robotics, I was like, what? And he's like, I got a trophy and I got a little.
Stuff.
And I was like, I didn't know it was like that. But I mean, I'm super proud of him. Again, cannot believe he's 17. I'm just like, this dude is getting old. He's making me feel old. I'm like, but it's okay. It's okay.
And he's the baby.
He's the baby. Yeah.
Okay. So your mom finally got that boy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's what she was working for. Yes. The boy.
She was like, a girl, another girl. She was like, let's try Skylar in skating. She didn't like skating.
Okay.
She tried to put Taylor in skating. She didn't like skating. And then she actually was like, no, you're going to sit on the sideline and I'm going to skate. She said that to me. And then I eventually got on.
Okay.
And then she was like, well, I would have been okay if you were a flower girl. And then I passed that. So I was like, sorry, mom, not a flower girl. I'm at Nationals placing on podium. So
yes, you did it.
Yeah, I exceeded your expectations.
But she named you Star.
She did. So she knew I had it in me somewhere.
That's what I was going to say. How do your siblings feel about your name being Star?
I mean, fun fact, she was going to name my brother Storm. But she ended up naming him Ashton.
Okay.
But I think she just always wanted my name as Star. Fun fact, though, my first name is Kennedy, in case I wanted to be a lawyer or go into something more professional, because it sounds professional.
So Kennedy Andrews.
Kennedy Star Andrews.
Kennedy Star Andrews. But you
But she always wanted to call me Star, so we just went by Star.
Okay. Since you were a baby.
Since I was a baby, yeah. She was like Star Kennedy Andrews, but then she was like, maybe lawyer Kennedy sounds better. So then she did that, and then she was like, but I'm still going to call her Star. So
there you go. Yeah. There you have it.
Worked
Star
perfectly.
Andrews. So please, please, please follow. Where do they follow you?
On Instagram, my handle is Star Andrews. Twitter, okay. Skating Star.
Skating Star mm-hmm. on Twitter. At Star Andrews on Instagram. And I think that I need to come to the rink someday.
Yes.
And would that be fun?
Yes, it and would I can be amazing.
Yell.
Yes.
I can yell out on the ice. Yes.
No sickle foot.
I'll just be a coach for like 30 minutes.
I'll get you a nice big puffer jacket.
Okay.
Because all my coaches have like collections of puffer jackets it's so
hey, cold. I have one. It's like a duvet.
Cover. Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's good. It's good. I'm ready
sometimes
for the
I'm
ice.
Like, I need one too, but I can't skate in it. So it'll only be on for like 2 seconds.
But you get sweaty out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're working hard.
Working hard.
All right. So
Star, before we go, I just have to ask, how did it feel to have the likes of Michelle Obama?
Oh, that's right.
Reach out and send like her support your way for like, how did that feel to get a notification from Michelle Obama?
So my mom actually notified me about that. And I thought she was
playing on your Instagram.
It was on Twitter, actually.
Oh, Twitter. Okay.
And I thought she was playing a joke on me. I thought my mom was playing a joke on me. And I was like, this isn't funny, Mom. Like, don't do that. Like, I love her. And if this isn't real, I'm going to be so mad at you. And then I figured out that it was real.
It was.
And I was like, oh, my. And I found it at the rink. And I was like, you guys are not going to guess what my mom just sent me. And then I showed them, they're like, no way. And then I was like, I honestly had no words for it. I mean, because it's just so cool. I mean, the first lady, she was like, keep going. Like, we see you doing your hard work. And I was like, that's crazy.
That's wonderful, though.
Because at the rink, I mean, you never think of it. I'm just doing my thing.
Right.
Like, I'm just like, okay, another day. I'm going to run my programs. I'm going to work on this because I was having trouble with it yesterday. And then to just know that my video and things like that can reach people that far. It's just amazing. It's amazing.
Well, and it's lovely to know that she is in touch with the youth and
just
what's
so
happening in the world and that she took her time and energy to reach out to you.
That was so That's sweet. Great. So cool.
Go
so
Michelle cool. Obama.
Go Michelle Obama.
Yes. I know. I wish she would run for president.
I know. I was thinking about that. I mean, she's probably like 8 years is enough.
I know, but she can probably jump right in now and win.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, best bet.
Yeah. Never know.
I would click her name so fast.
Oh, I know.
A lot of people would.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much for being here, sweetheart. It's been lovely. And everybody on the ice, get the legs straight on the full back split scorpion thing. I want it straight. Straighten that knee. Hold down lower. And no sickled feet.
No sickle feet.
No.
Straight knees.
We
straight
keep
legs.
The hip down.
Yeah.
Hip down. We're going to lengthen the back of the knee. I'm telling you, you're going to come take my legs and feet class next time.
Okay.
It's on Zoom.
I totally will.
You can even turn your camera off.
I'll keep it on just to show you that I'm doing the hard work. Yes.
All right, sweetie. Thank you so much. Thank you all for watching. Thank you to the ALDC elites. And I will see you next time here on Leave It on the Dance Floor. My world is with my ALDC elites, thank you so very much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and give Leave It on the Dance Floor a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to watch each week and see exclusive behind-the-scenes content like my never-seen-before pictures and videos from the competitions, some even taken from the wings, classes at the ALDC studio in Pittsburgh, or even our iconic dance concerts, head over to Patreon or become a member on YouTube Premium, linked in the show notes each week. See you on the flip side.
A Huda Media Production.